Welcome to the latest edition of our podcast series, both audio and video. Stefan Subs with you from 710 KNUS in Denver. I'm on Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. It has been a while since we have updated this podcast series. And as we record this on Wednesday, June 28th, 2023, a pretty significant development earlier today at the Arapaho County Justice Center. There was a bond hearing for Dr. Jim Craig, formerly of Summerbrook Dental in Aurora. And in quite a stunner, if you will, the judge in the case set the bond at $10 million cash. I've talked with multiple sources today in law enforcement and out of law enforcement, and they say this is one of the highest bond settings that they can ever recall. It's probably not the highest in Colorado state history, but it's certainly close. This is not some bond that you could go to a bail bondsman, for example, and say put down 10%. No, this is $10 million cash bond for Dr. Jim Craig, who, of course, as we always say, is innocent until proven guilty, and it is not lost upon us that there are six children now without their mother, Angela Craig, and, of course, for the time being, at minimum, without their father, Dr. Jim Craig. This is, as mentioned, one of the highest bond settings, certainly in Colorado state history. I do not personally, in parts of four decades of working here, I never recall a higher bond that was set. And just to give you a little bit of perspective, guess who else had a $10 million bond set for him several years ago? None other than Bernie Madoff of the Ponzi scheme world. Bernie Madoff's bond was set at $10 million as well, the same that was set for Dr. Jim Craig earlier today. I talked with several sources. I was not in the courtroom today. It was very brief, but I'm told that almost as standard operating procedure, the judge in the case forced Dr. Craig to turn over his passport, surrender his passport. He was also ordered to not travel out of the state of Colorado. This is, of course, on the presumption that he would be able to, or those who support him, those around him, would be able to come up with $10 million cash to begin with. Now, just a brief, this won't be too long of a podcast. We'll have much more as the preliminary hearing gets closer and closer, currently set for July 12th at the Arapaho County Justice Center. But the reason why this bond hearing happened today is because of a court ruling last week in the state. The Colorado State Supreme Court last week made a ruling that all first-degree murder suspects in custody must have some sort of bond hearing. Now, I'll give you an example. According to the district attorney in the 18th Judicial District, John Kellner, he is a friend of our program on the radio and a good man. He told me today that right now the Arapaho County cases that they're looking at in the 18th, and I should say also Elbert County, 58 people that are accused of murder are now having to go through the similar type hearings. This is all because of a Supreme Court ruling, and we try not to get political in this podcast, but this is a direct result, a trickle down, because in 2020, the state of Colorado abolished the death penalty. So once again, the big takeaway from today, it is conceivable, though highly unlikely, that Dr. Jim Craig, accused of poisoning his wife earlier this year with arsenic, was it potassium cyanide? The case against Dr. Jim Craig, he could potentially post $10 million cash. And most people that I talked with today say that is obviously a highly unlikely proposition for him to do. Again, the preliminary hearing for Dr. Craig is set for 9 a.m. at the Arapaho County Justice Center in the 18th Judicial District. I did talk again with the DA today, and he said because of some of the rule changes and because of the way things are, I had expected, and I was told actually by a couple of other sources, that plan on being there the entire day, July 12th. Well, the DA told me today, expect this, or at least his office does right now, expect about a 2 to 3 hour preliminary hearing. And that leads to, and there's no one that has told me this, but I want to use some common sense. We have not, as the members of the media or the curious public out there, we have not heard anything about the results of autopsy tests that most certainly have been underway. I had a source tell me a couple of weeks ago that the FBI in Quantico was involved in some of the testing involving samples from not only Summerbrook Dental and Aurora, but of course the toxicology report and the results still pending officially, the toxicology tests on Dr. Jim Craig's wife, Angela. I am told that at the preliminary hearing coming up June 12th, that there will be some information presented. So I want to put two and two together, and I want to say that at least as we record this, there's a high probability that investigators with the district attorney's office most certainly have at least some preliminary toxicology reports that they may or may not present at this upcoming preliminary hearing. You saw the tweet from the 18th Judicial a couple of moments ago. Again, $10 million cash bond, not a percentage, $10 million if Jim Craig wants to get out of where he has been now for many, many weeks. And again, the preliminary hearing right around the corner. And as we wrap up, just a couple of other things. I was searching earlier today for the latest to make sure that we were up to speed on everything. And as you'll see on your screen, I came across what purports to be a Twitter handle from Dr. Jim Craig. And to see what is written there on the description, it's good to be alive right about now. Now, I have no way of 100% confirming that this, as you can see, established this Twitter account in 2016. There's a picture of Dr. Jim Craig and his kids at the top. There's the profile pic of him. That does not mean that he created this. However, looking at some of the people that this account was following, it would at least make sense that this was in fact the Twitter account, and not too many tweets had come from it. But when I saw the "It's good to be alive right about now," I had to take a screenshot and at least show you here on the podcast series. And finally, as we say, we mean, it is not lost upon me personally or anybody on our team that six children are without a mother forever, and for now without a father. And of course, members of the LDS community have stepped forward, family members as well, to help the children. But want to direct you again to the GoFundMe, the Angela Pray Craig GoFundMe account. And as you can see, and as we've been talking about in past episodes, there's a $100,000 goal. Now more than 400 donations have been made, and they've achieved, nearly $69,000. If this story has touched your heart, I urge you to at least consider giving to the Angela Pray Craig GoFundMe account. We will have much more, of course, ahead in the days ahead leading up to July 12th. We'll pick up where we left off in what seems to be an episode many, many weeks ago as to the arrest affidavit. One final note, whether it's Dr. Jim Craig and this case or it's any other, I have shared with you on this podcast many times that in my news career of 33 plus years, I've read maybe one or two at most arrest affidavits that were as damning as the one put together by a detective with the Aurora Police Department earlier this year. And if you believe the arrest affidavit, and again, it's not a personal feeling in this, unless there's forged documents and things were potentially just a setup to Dr. Jim Craig, once again, trust me on this. The evidence right now is overwhelming. With that said, it is amazing that we live in a state here in Colorado that despite an arrest affidavit with said overwhelming potential evidence that will be introduced at trial, perhaps even coming up at the preliminary hearing, that we live in a state right now because of current laws that even with an arrest affidavit looking the way it does and public sentiment really doesn't matter, that there's a possibility that someone accused of such a heinous crime could potentially post bond. It is truly stunning to me, and most certainly we're talking about it on my radio program again Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And I just remembered one other note. You may see online some of the allegations that Dr. Craig, the allegations are he poisoned his wife with potassium cyanide. Keep in mind, according to that arrest affidavit, witness testimony and witnesses that have been talking to certain members of the media, that there would really be, unless there was a separate secret potassium cyanide order, the potassium cyanide that was opened at Summerbrook Dental in Aurora, that was opened well after Angela Craig started getting sick. So it will be interesting to see if they report any preliminary autopsy results. But anything you read out there, take with I guess a grain of salt when it comes to potassium cyanide or was it arsenic. We'll continue, of course, to follow it for you. Once again, go to that GoFundMe page if this is something that interests you and you can possibly donate some money to those six children. For our producer, Mark Crowley, I'm Stephen Tubbs. Thank you for watching, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Appreciate it and have a great day.